Chapter 1. I took a big bite of the fluffy blue candy. I could feel the powdery sugar stick to my face. Carla pointed to the cone in my hand.
"Jordan, you have a spider in your cotton candy," she said.
I let out a loud, "Ooh," and the cone went flying into the air. I watched it land with a soft plop onto the pavement. Carla tossed back her head and laughed.
"You're too easy."
Mom shook her head.
"Carla, why are you always scaring your brother?"
She grinned.
"Because it's fun."
Grumbling to myself, I bent down and picked the cotton candy off the ground. Some of the blue stuff stuck to my sneakers. I took another bite anyway. Some kids like to be scared, and some don't. And I totally don't. I saw the tunnel of fear up ahead, and I knew Carla would force me to go in there with her. My name is Jordan Kepler, and I'm 12, a year older than Carla. I don't like to brag, but I get better grades than Carla, and I'm better at sports than Carla, and I have more friends than Carla does. So, just because she likes scary things doesn't make her any kind of big deal. I looked all around. Carnival World was crowded because it was a beautiful spring night. I saw dozens of kids on the boardwalk, going from the game booths to the rides, and I knew a lot of them were walking right past the tunnel of fear because they were like me. What's the fun of screaming your head off anyway? I tossed my cotton candy cone in a trash can. "Where's that ride with the swings that go really high?" I asked.
"You mean that baby ride in the kiddie park?" Carla said.
Dad leaned over and took a big bite of Carla's cotton candy.
"If you two want to go into the tunnel of fear, Mom and I will wait here," he said.
"No thanks," I said.
"I'll wait out here too."
Carla pressed her hands against her waist and tossed back her curly red hair.
"Well, I'm not going in alone, jerk face."
"Don't call your brother names," Mom said.
"I didn't,"
Carla replied.
"That is his name."
She thinks she's so smart and funny.
"Don't make your sister go in there alone," Dad said.
He put his hands on my shoulders.
"Jordan, you're not scared, are you?"
He knew I was scared. Why bother to ask?
"Of course I'm not scared," I said. "It's just that I ate all that cotton candy. I have to sit down and digest it."
I know. That was lame. You don't have to tell me. Carla grabbed my hand and tugged me hard toward the entrance.
"Come on, Jordan. We don't come to the carnival very often. We have to do everything."
I turned back to Mom and Dad. They were both making shooing motions with their hands. They were no help at all. Don't get me wrong. I love Carnival World. I love the dart games and the corn dogs on a stick and the Ferris wheel and the Dunk the Clown water tank. There are only two things I don't love. The roller coaster rides that make you go upside down, and the tunnel of fear. And somehow, thanks to my sister, I knew I had both of those in my near future. Carla and I walked up the wooden ramp to the tunnel entrance.
"See you later," I heard Mom shout. "If you survive."
Ha! She and Carla have the same sick sense of humor. Purple and red lights flashed all around us, and I heard deep, evil laughter, horror movie laughter, echoing inside the tunnel, and screams, lots of shrill screams. I couldn't tell if they were recorded or if they were from real people inside the ride. Carla gave the young guy at the entrance two tickets, and he motioned us to the open cars. They were moving slowly along a track toward the dark cave opening where the ride began. She pushed me into a car and slid in beside me.
"This is so cool," she gushed.